That was a pretty good sermon today. I think I'll sojourn over to Lake Yankton and take in some sunshine.
I might join you, RJ. It seems like 100 years ago that our forefathers and mothers first came up over the rise and saw this little spot and decided to settle down right here.
That's revisionist history, little lady. They stopped for the winter because they didn't have any choice. And when spring came, they were too dug in to want to move further west.
I like my version better.
Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Mima and RJ.
Thank you, Ray Ray. Palm Sunday, can we say that?
Let's ask the old pastor. Here, he comes now.
Is it proper to say Happy Palm Sunday?
That means yes.
Peace be with you also.
I never was able to understand him very well. The kitchen ladies out at Sillerud seem to love him, though.
If you can talk about the Friday when Jesus dies as being good, there really isn't a reason why Palm Sunday isn't a good day to celebrate as well.
Blessed is he. Blessed he is he who comes in the name of the Lord. 1,000 years ago, King David used to come down this very way, and the crowds would cheer him on. This Jesus is going to be the new David. Except that guy is going to have to kick off that accompanying army. David didn't have to do that. Push come to shove, Jesus will lead God's army, and things will be just fine.
Except they wouldn't be just fine, at least not this week. On Monday, Jesus turned over the money changers' tables on the Temple Mount, causing a commotion and drawing a lot of attention to himself. The ruling Jewish council and the Roman officials made a secret deal with Judas.
I'll give you a whole lot of money to give Jesus.
Okay, but let's not do it in public. Let's wait until the coast is clear.
Got it, I'll be waiting.
And then on Thursday night, everyone ate the Passover meal to include Jesus and the disciples. He washed their feet.
You're the one. You make bedtime life so fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Maybe you should wash all of me. I'm a mess.
Your feet is good enough. It is my work, my sacrifice, that will truly make you blemish free.
Are you talking about dying and coming back again? It would just be better for all of us if you just stuck around.
Not really. This is why I came, to redeem the world.
And you're doing that by dying?
And rising from the dead, yes.
Can you go through it one more time?
The wages of sin is death. But I am God, and I have never sinned. I am 100% God and 100% man. So if I do die, the rule of law is fulfilled. The Ten Commandments are going to still apply, and you can still compress the law down into two sentences.
Love God with everything you have, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Probably not your line, Sally, but we get the point.
Love God with everything you have, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Exactly, but you will be assured forever with God, that no matter your fate in this world, a glorious future awaits in the presence of God the Father. All you need to do is believe in me.
I've believed in Jesus since I learned about him on that wagon train so many years ago. Isn't that right, Granddad?
Yeah, you are speaking true, my friend. But there are a lot of us left who can remember it. But the numbers on that wagon train, they get lower and lower all the time.
Those were the good old days. I can remember them like they were just yesterday. The kids all behaved and were so respectful. The women all wore their hats on Sunday, and nobody ever stole a thing back then.
Mom, Dad, it is 1915. Come join us in the 20th century, maybe.
There was that case of that little ring of yours, though. That gold band that your mama got from her grandma back in Sweden just before they sailed away. Didn't someone steal that from your little girly hands on the travels?
Yes, and it breaks my heart to think about it too much.
My death and resurrection will be like a time bomb, exploding once and for everyone. It will give people the grace to have the faith in me. All people need to do is trust.
And they headed out to the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus prayed.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
And the disciples fell asleep.
And Jesus was kissed by Judas.
See the eye over there coming out behind the grave markers in the olive trees? That's Jesus. Just so you don't mess this up, I'll greet him and I'll give him a kiss on the cheek so you know which one that he is.
And arrested by the Romans. Jesus was tried and convicted of blasphemy by the Jewish council. The rule back then was simply if two people could agree that they witnessed the same crime, the person would be found guilty. The problem is, the council couldn't find any two of the same.
So he could have walked?
Yes, except he gave them what they wanted. He revealed who he was. He said, I am the Son of God.
Boom! Case closed.
Jesus was tortured by the Romans.
And then Jesus sentenced to death by Herod.
I sentence you to die.
And Pilate refused to change the verdict. Instead, washing his hands of the whole mess.
I wash my hands on this whole mess.
I realize that none of this sounds really good. But maybe we need to step back and see what God was doing.
I was saving the world. You can talk about permanent things, but all of you are settlers, people who come here from somewhere else and made your lives here. You understand that time marches on, and God is through this asking you to stand up and help him build the kingdom.
And we do this by building churches?
No, you do this by building up people, making people better through care and love.
So, we don't need churches.
Churches are important. They have carried the message more than 1,800 years so far and will continue to be the primary means of gathering as people to learn more about God.
Why aren't we talking more about Easter? That's a week from today, right?
Honestly, every day is Easter. Every day the tomb is empty and God is in the world. You are given new hope and a new beginning in me. Please take advantage of that. And remember that winning is not about power or stuff or control. It is about sharing.
Surely that is worth of some applause. And so what about that gold ring?
What ring?
The one that Sally had lost and Mary Fern found and nobody claimed at Bear Lake.
Well, here's where I'm going to break in. It is 2017. My name is Pastor Toole, and I've been here for almost 8 years, and it's taken me a while to figure this out. That last scene was set in 1915. The first four scenes were set in 1871, when the first settlers came across. About a year and a half ago, one of my parishioners showed me a ring that she had gotten from her husband at their wedding. They've been married for 62 years now. And she hadn't worn it because she had grown a little bit bigger over the years and she didn't want to get it bad. And it turns out that for their 60th wedding anniversary, he got it sized up a little bit, got it cleaned up and beautified. And the bottom line is, this is sort of hard for me to tell you and hard for you to believe, but Mary Ellen Mattson is truly 186 years old and she lives today. That's all I got.